Here's a fine example. This is a band called Sleigh Bells. They're actually a two-piece consisting of a guitar player who used to play in a punk band. His name's Derek Miller. His band was Poison the Well. And then Alexis Krauss, who was in sort of a teen pop group called Ruby Blue. And they had what Roger Ebert would call a meet cute. He was waiting tables at a Brazilian restaurant in Brooklyn. Her and her mom came in to eat. They struck up a conversation about his music, and suddenly her mother was telling her she should join the band. And here we are, 3 years later, basically. They have their third album out called Bitter Rivals. It came out earlier this month. They've gone from playing the smallish urban lounge here in Salt Lake to the Depot the next time around to this time they're playing at the Complex on Tuesday, which can hold a few thousand. They're sort of a hip-hop meets metal group. The first time I saw them, they kind of struck me as a cheerleader leading a metal band or something. She has sort of this little girl sing-songy voice, but they're a lot of fun, and they bring big, bombastic songs, really fun live shows. So I go see them every time they come to town, and that's as good an endorsement as I could give anybody, I guess.
And once they've worn you out?
You know, before then, actually, this weekend, there's lots of great stuff happening. Urban Lounge tonight, there's a band called King Khan and the Shrines. Great kind of funky soul band, a really great live band. Ani DeFranco, longtime favorite, hasn't been here in a little while. She used to come almost every year. She's playing at the Depot on Saturday night. And also Saturday night, stand-up comedian Gabriel Iglesias. I don't know if you're familiar. He's playing the Maverick Center, and that means you're doing some serious business in the comedy world if you're playing a hockey arena. So that should be a big show out there in West Valley City.